Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Maundy Thursday, the night where Jesus gave the command, "Do this in remembrance of me," comes from the 14th chapter of Mark, where again at the 22nd verse we hear, "And as they were eating, he took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, 'Take, this is my body.' And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many.'" This is God's word. My favorite hiking trail is found in a state park in Wisconsin. And I'll never forget the first time I hiked it. It was a pretty hot summer day as we started down the trail, and I do mean down. There seemed to be an infinite number of steps that we kept taking, down one staircase, then another. We even got to a point where you had to take a little ladder and go down that to get to where we were going. And as we continued through the woods with the flies and the mosquitoes buzzing around, I started to doubt, or at least wonder, if we were still going the right way, if we had maybe taken a wrong turn somewhere along the line. But then we reached the edge of a lake, and we could clearly see the trail going off in one direction, so we took it. And before long, we found ourselves standing at the base of humongous, tall, white limestone cliffs that were hanging out above our heads. And there were tiny waterfalls trickling out from the base of the cliffs down to the water's edge. There were caves all throughout these limestone cliffs. I'd only seen these at a distance across a bay, and now we were standing right at the base of it. It was beautiful. It was enchanting. It was awe-inspiring. Fill in whatever adjective you want. And we stayed there quite a while, just soaking it in. Eventually, though, we had to leave. We had to continue the trail. We had to go back up the hill. We had to go back up the hill through the heat and the bugs. But this time, we walked with the vivid memory of what we had seen. And we remembered what we experienced, and it changed the rest of that hike. When you look at the night that Jesus ate this Passover meal with his disciples and then went into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, you might see something similar. There in the most unlikely place, there in the thick of uninviting terrain where you wouldn't expect to find much in the way of beauty, you find Jesus saying to his disciples, saying to the church down through the ages, saying to me and to you, in the most tender way possible, "This is my body. This is my blood given for you." This beautiful supper is sandwiched between Judas's act of treachery in agreeing with the chief priest to hand Jesus over for 30 pieces of silver and his act of betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane. It reminds me of the verse from the 23rd Psalm, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." And I want to make sure that you see that this amazing Passover meal is surrounded by all of the ugliness that humanity has to offer. The Last Supper is celebrated in a bewildering forest of deception and greed and fear. In fact, when Jesus sat down with his disciples to fulfill and transform the Passover meal, everything seemed to be spiraling out of control. Judas had already set his plan in motion, which culminates in the kiss of betrayal. Jesus would be arrested like a criminal and dragged off to court in the middle of the night, which was by the Sanhedrin's own rules illegal. Peter would deny knowing Jesus three times, even though he had boisterously stated that he would never, ever do such a thing. And the other disciples ran away and went into hiding. So it was then, so it is today, and so it will always be in this mixed up, contradictory world of ours. The Lord's Supper is given into a world we know all too well, a world shaken by conflict and hatred and violence. The Lord's Supper is not found in antiseptic perfect conditions. Nor is the supper there for people who feel they've got it all together in their spiritual lives. It's not there for people who are so good they don't really need it. It's just the opposite. Not only is the world a terrifying place, but we can terrify ourselves with our ability to sin, our potential to wander far off the trail. So to give us the greatest help possible, Jesus meets us at the table and he takes bread and wine and gives it to you and me. He calls those elements his body and blood, and he gives them to us right where we are in a broken, flawed world. And not only that, Jesus gives his body and blood to the guilty, to those who have in small and big ways betrayed him. In spite of what we are, in spite of what we have done, in spite of what we have not done, he shares himself with us for the sake of reconciliation. There is no escape from this world. We're in it. There's no escape from our weaknesses. They're in us. Knowing this, Jesus comes to the table to give you an experience, to give you a remembrance that will sustain you. In this meal, Jesus shares your sorrows. He joins with you in your troubles. He sympathizes with your sadness. He struggles as you struggle with weakness, and he gives you victory over it all. More than we care to admit, we have a hard time with the rocky terrain of our everyday lives. Sometimes we wonder if we're going to make it. We even wonder if the whole thing is worth it. Weary, worn out, our spirits down, we come here and we taste that food and drink and we hear Jesus' words again, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Jesus comes to the table to give you an experience, a remembrance, a vision of his love that revives you so that you can keep hiking the uphill climb of life. You've been at the table with Jesus. He's touched you. holding that in your heart, you can go on. Maybe even with a spring in your step, at least for a little while. The food that Jesus gives is a guarantee you are still loved by Him. Eat and drink in remembrance of Him and find something awe-inspiring. An oasis, a place of rest, a place of refreshment for your soul. On our Wisconsin trail, after we had stood under those imposing cliffs, saw the quiet creeks and waterfalls and the moss-covered rocks and logs, and saw the light coming in through the trees, we felt as if we could stay there forever and bask in the peace and the beauty. But we couldn't. We had to head back up the trail and finally leave the park. It's the same thing with this supper. You take a challenging path just to get here, to take your place at the Lord's table. But once you're here, you are immersed in the love of Jesus. It's a place in which you want to remain. Our hearts crave it. But we can't stay. We're here for a short time, but then we're sent back to our homes, to our work, to our communities. That too is a challenging path. But we take with us this experience, this remembrance, this vision of love, and it allows us to know that there is something beyond our struggles. There is a love that is deeper than my deepest pain, and it is there for me in Christ. Great news. The day is coming when you will never have to leave the close presence of Jesus. Every time you come to the Lord's table in this life, it's like a preview of coming attractions. Or it's like the rehearsal dinner before the great wedding and the reception that follows. I can only hike my favorite trail once every couple of years or so. What a blessing to be able to come to the Lord's table consistently and often. What blessing to hike the unpredictable trail of life, knowing that it's never, ever that long until I hear the gracious host say, "Take and eat. Take and drink. This is given and shed for you." Let this experience of love change the rest of your journey. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, You've gathered us here together tonight, and many of us are weary. Many of us have taken quite a trail just to get here tonight. But now we are Yours. Feed us, Lord Jesus, with Your own body and blood given with the bread and the wine. May we treasure this time, because we know that when we eat and drink in remembrance of You, we receive the very forgiveness that You purchased with Your innocent life. Lord, help us to see truly this is an oasis of faith for us. And as we make our way home, as we walk into life tomorrow, may that memory live in our hearts and minds that we have been here with you. By your Holy Spirit, may that give us all the power that we need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.